This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address Wednesday. Biden's transition in office said he will, quote, discuss the shared sacrifices Americans are making this holiday season and say that we can and will get through the current crisis together, end quote. Tuesday, Biden declared that the United States is, quote, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, end quote, signaling a marked change from outgoing President Donald Trump's mantra of America first. Biden's comments came as his transition to power gets underway after a government agency declared him the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election. Meantime, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations. Iran State TV says Iran's president has reiterated his hope President-elect Joe Biden will return America's Iran policy to where he left it as vice president 4 years ago and return to Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma has our story.
Hassan Rouhani says if Iran and the U.S. could find a path back to the situation on January 20, 2017, President Donald Trump's inauguration day, it could be a huge solution for many issues and problems. Under Trump, tensions between the U.S. and Iran have escalated. Rouhani has called on Biden to explicitly condemn Trump's maximum pressure campaign, as well as compensate for wrong policies pursued over the last 4 years, a possible reference to the massive financial losses Iran has suffered as a result of Trump's sanctions campaign. I'm Charles De La Desma.
The Syrian army said early Wednesday Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus where military defectors say there's a strong Iranian military presence. This is VOA News. The West African nation of Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the death of former President Mamadou Tanja at age 82. He twice won election after the country's return to civil rule in 1999, but was overthrown a decade later after altering the constitution to stay in Ethiopia. Ethiopia's government is repeating a warning to residents of the besieged capital of the Tigray region as a 72-hour ultimatum is about to expire before a military assault. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's 72-hour ultimatum for the region's leaders to surrender ends Wednesday. His military had warned civilians of no mercy if they don't move away in time, which some human rights groups and diplomats say could violate international law. Amnesty International warned Tuesday that deliberately attacking civilians is prohibited under international humanitarian law and, quote, can amount to a war crime, end quote. Over 40,000 people have reportedly fled into a remote area of Sudan where local communities and humanitarians have struggled to feed and accommodate them. Britain and France Tuesday announced plans to ease coronavirus restrictions heading up to the Christmas holiday as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that shops could reopen this Saturday and that nationwide stay-at-home orders would be lifted December 15th. Macron also said people will be allowed to move between regions from December 24th through December 31st, but public gatherings are banned. Meantime, British authorities announced Tuesday that restrictions on social mixing and travel would be eased across Britain over Christmas, with no more than 3 families allowed to gather over the holiday period. The U.S.-based maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, says its guilty plea over its role in the opioid crisis is, quote, an essential step to preserve billions of dollars, end quote, for the settlement it is pursuing in bankruptcy court. Purdue Pharma also said in a statement Tuesday after a federal hearing in New Jersey that the plea will, quote, advance our goal of providing financial resources and life-saving medicines to address the opioid crisis, end quote. Thousands of Peruvians are volunteering for the Phase 3 clinical trial of a COVID-19 vaccine developed by China. Peru welcomed the opportunity to volunteer for clinical trials, not just with Sinopharm, but also with other pharmaceutical firms. Peru has one of the world's highest COVID-19 mortality rates, which highlights the urgency for the country to conduct vaccine trials. The government hopes, with the help of China, there soon will be promising results. From Washington, via remote,